To our second story now, a senior member of the Palestine Liberation Organization says Palestine will renew its diplomatic push at the United Nations if Israel does not free prisoners as scheduled this weekend. As part of a deal for the resumption of the so-called peace talks, Israel must release the fourth and final batch of 104 Palestinian prisoners on March 29th. PLO Executive Committee Secretary General Yasser Abd Rabu says the release of the prisoners is in return for the freeze on seeking membership in international organizations. Meanwhile, former Palestinian negotiator Mohammed Shataya said that if Israel refuses to free the prisoners, the move will have serious consequences such as initiatives at the United Nations. From Atlanta, I'm joined by Jim Dean, Managing Editor with Veterans Today. Welcome to the program, sir. Mr. Dean, first of all, how serious is Palestine in going at all with this diplomatic push?
Well, I think they're deadly serious. The Israelis probably may not mind this. They want to get rid of the prisoners, and they're just trying to extract whatever they can. And of course, the Israelis are masters at the brinksmanship when it comes to these negotiations, because they want to get the attention of the world Jewish diaspora on them. That their negotiation for their lives, and they have all their emails going out to get support. So they're very good at putting on a show, but the Palestinians are also very experienced now. And I think playing the UN card that we will proceed for more UN things, and of course the code word there is sanctions, always hanging in the background. They know, the Israelis know, the pressure on the sanctions is actually coming. So I think it's a very smart move, and I can't wait to see what the Israelis do.
I mean, with the daily killing of Palestinians by Israel and the continuous construction of Israeli settlements, just how much hope is there that this so-called peace process would help resolve the more than six-decade conflict?
It's not going to go anywhere based on the Israelis agreeing to do anything that they're not forced to do. I'm not very optimistic about it until the U.S. ponies up to the table and decides they're going to start cutting aid. That's the test that they kind of put to the Americans all along, or they try to extract some kind of a promise with them that we'll agree to do this Palestinian thing if you let us attack Iran, or if you don't get the right agreements. So they're always playing one card off against the other to always try to keep things hanging and not have any resolution, because once they have a resolution to their so-called outside threats, the Israeli people will start fighting like cats and dogs amongst each other. They have terrible internal divisions, and they're desperate to keep these outside threats going. For somebody may ask, like you mentioned, that we've spent $2.8 billion in this year's budget to prepare for an attack on Iran. You know, who paid for that? Where did that money come from? I was shocked when I heard that. I thought they would have Israelis rioting in the streets. Like, why are you spending almost $3 billion to prepare for an attack?
Right. Well, we'll leave it there for the time. Many thanks to Jim Dean, Managing Editor with Veterans Today from Atlanta. Thanks for your time, Mr.